episode 7.
Are we?
Unfortunately, Liam had a flight to catch. So he's up there bouncing off to
MIA.
Yeah, he's gone for a while. He's fucked.
He's gonna go watch a few cars go broom broom in a circle.
Well, fucking Sam, okay, one of the most irritating things that fucks me up every day, yeah?
Go on.
Is the Hoover, man. What? The Hoover makes me so.
Is that the cold?
No.
Is that cold for?
No.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
No.
The Hoover just gets me so.
That Hoover also gets it.
But like, isn't like the Hoover in your house? Nothing else.
Keep it in your house, Jesus.
Like, as in, you're walking around, okay, and it's just like, okay, that noise, okay, gets to me so much. I nearly, like, punch a fucking wall. Man.
Oh my God, really?
Like, as in, my mom will not let me Hoover because she knows I'll get annoyed at the Hoover and either break the Hoover or break something else.
Oh, for fuck's sake, oh my God.
I get so pissed off at the fucking Hoover, man.
Would that be classified as like a phobia or something?
Not a phobia, man. It's just like a trigger or some shit, like.
Yeah, that's a phobia as well.
Like
people who are, you know, annoyed by hearing the sounds of people eating.
Oh, yeah, so that's me as well, though.
Yeah.
Oh, like that, dude, so that's a phobia.
I can't think of the name of it, but that's a phobia as well.
Yeah. But like, okay, say, like, okay, yeah, the Hoover pissed me off and I can't just comprehend fucking the other. But then, okay, say, like, I've given out to people because they've been chewing through, like, food too loud in front of me. That was fucking gas.
Did, like, you say chewing through?
Yeah, no, chewing food. Okay, so, like, say someone's eating a dinner, like, say my sister, my mom, my dad.
Right.
And if they're chewing too loud,
yeah,
I have to remove myself from that room.
All right, man, so what you have is something called misophonia. People who are sensitive to certain sounds sometimes cope by blocking them out. Misophonia, literally, hatred of sound. Was proposed in in 2000 as a condition which negative emotions, thoughts, and physical reactions are triggered by specific sounds. If your physical reactions, I'm gonna fucking break something.
Yeah, I'm gonna break something up, like fucking hell. Like literally, like that.
Oh no.
Like okay, I have.
Imagine a wasp and a Hoover. He'd be fucked.
But I have tinnitus, okay, or tinnitus, or
what?
Tinnitus.
Tinnitus. There we go.
What's that?
It's like the constant ringing in your ears.
Oh, right.
Because that's why your eardrum partially damaged.
That was a poke in the jaw.
Yeah, no.
Ping.
Fucking.
It's because all the air's getting out.
Is it left or right?
Both.
Oh, fuck.
So,
yeah, but you might get used to it.
No, man.
It's constant.
But that's the thing. Can you hear your heartbeat right now?
Can I hear my heartbeat?
Yeah.
No. It's only sometimes,
but
though.
It is pulsing in your ear.
But don't you, like. When you're lying in bed,
you
can
can't hear it because you just get used to it. If it was a stop, you'd notice there was something missing.
But see, okay.
Very true.
I'm in bed and I have this constant ringing going on in my ears.
Oh,
so,
I see someone.
And I'm just like,
turn your fucking phone off.
It's not my fucking phone.
No. Yeah. Is it like when you come back from a concert?
Yeah.
The speaker's so loud that you hear
it. So it was damaged to your ear.
That noise, you'll actually never hear that tone again.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that so sad?
Yeah.
So that's when they go,
shut the fuck up. If I hear a noise like that, I'm like, no.
Like, I'm just chilling in my bed, and then I'm just like, I have a pillow over my head or some shit, and I'm like, this doesn't work. And then what I do is, like, I plug out all the sockets in my room, every single socket, not connected.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make sure there's no electricity.
So, yeah. And then I'm like, this seems to help for some reason.
I think maybe it's psychologically, you think, all right, I've unplugged this sound.
Yeah, I think it might be psychological. Then.
That's
like,
cool.
But, like, I unplug everything.
At least you've a fix for it now. That's your
fix. No. But like, that's still like, it still rings, but lessen.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
So like, it's like somebody got the fucking switch and we're like, they put it from like a 6 to a 3.
But you've got your computer and all. You must have a lot of things plugged in all the time.
Well, like yeah, like as in like TV, the amp kills me.
Mm.
If that amp is sitting there, and if the amp's sitting there, this is making
you can feel the bass of it.
Oh man, and like I've got all my settings like the way I like them. So I'm just like sitting there, I'm just like, just hear it, keep hearing it, and I'm just like, I'm gonna kill, like, I will literally be like, I'm gonna fucking kill someone if I don't get this turned up.
Jeez, your little sister walking in the door.
Could be ADHD as well though.
Really? ADHD?
Or autism.
How you doing it?
Form of it.
Yeah. Constant.
Spectrum, Liam. Spectrum.
I have to be all on the spectrum.
So fucking true. You can't say shit.
No, but what I just said is so accurate because we have to be on the spectrum. It wasn't as clever as I thought it was.
Oh,
We could be at the end though.
Yeah, we'd be.
We're not, but
we'd hope we could possibly be a north or a south pole, whatever ways you want to perceive.
Is there a south pole?
Good.
Well, have you not how bad does it? Is there an end? Is there not always going to be like there will be someone worse? Left
or right. Yeah, it could do true.
Someone with suffering.
We assume there's always like to define things though. Like, so that would definitely be like defining.
But you can't define the spectrum.
No, but you can. You can have it until a certain point. What you perceive as zero until the
but
next.
But you
one
either
comes,
don't have it or you negative. Do. And then there's a spectrum between those, but what point is you do have it? Like, what's 100% on the spectrum?
Lean dead center, maybe, isn't it?
No, that's 50%.
Right. Okay. Well, then left or right, then we just decide.
Yeah, but how bad do the symptoms get until you're at the end of the spectrum? That's what I'm saying. At what point?
I don't know. But has the most autistic person been born yet?
Probably not.
They're on their way.
All these
vaccinating people, you know.
Fucking after
baby. Unvaccinated fucking swine.
Mother's PTA.
I'm saying every time there's someone born that has the worst symptoms ever, that the spectrum has moved back further. So surely no one's ever going to be on the end of the spectrum.
Yeah, but because odds are at a momentary point. If you take it like right now, the spectrum is like at one point. The next moment, it might get bigger, it might stay.
What we're saying is it's infinite. Like,
yeah.
The spectrum is
infinite. Yeah, I'm saying that, but we as humans will classify it to the point of we knowing.
Yeah, but then someone might come along that's worse.
Yeah, and that's fine. Then we, like, I'm saying that to a point, and then we'll learn that, and then we'll make it further again. But I'm saying for
but there's not an actual
time, it will be.
Like, but it's a figment. It's not a real scale. It's not a real scale.
I know, but it's a man-made scale, so it's going to have man-based biases.
But there's no divides along it. Like, there's no set. This number is
equal to this value. Why didn't say there's any divides?
No, I know.
But how can you calculate that? Like, IQ or something? A lot of autistic people
the thing is, they'd use different, like, there'd be
many
different
factors
that come together to make that spectrum.
And it's all down to the psychologist's
point of view.
Opinion rather than
interpretation.
Definitely, her
or
his own interpretation. Yeah. So someone that might have a slightly worse symptom than you might get, if go to a different psychologist, might not get diagnosed with autism, whereas someone else with less syndrome would.
That's what I found crazy. There was I had an old neighbor, and he came back and he was like, yeah. So I think his kid's like 6 or 7 now, and they always knew there was something wrong with him, but they haven't took him in for tests. They're like, oh yeah, he's autistic as well. This is like, he has a few other fucking
issues. He's a wee bit special.
But like, as in, they had to take him to like numerous amount of doctors until they were like, yeah, he has it.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's different people's opinions.
Yeah.
So they were look. The thing is, they were looking for an answer, and they got one that was satisfactory.
Basically. Yeah, but as in, like, if he needs help, he needs help, and he's not going to really get it through, like, saying, like, oh yeah, he's perfectly okay, he's got.
But the thing is, never the be a definite answer.
The sports won't be there unless he's diagnosed. Yeah. So it's better off.
Yeah.
But you never get a definite yes or no, because it's not a definite yes or no. It's a spectrum. So
yeah, but yeah,
there has to be varying opinions.
There's a line until where.
No.
I mean.
There has to be some
kind of.
There is a point where it's different.
No, yeah, but yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, there has to be a line. You're saying there can't be, but there is
a
line.
It's not
a
single line.
It's a varied line, but we have a vague idea where it is.
Yeah.
It's not exact, but
no,
there is a line.
There is a vague idea.
Yeah.
From having absolutely none to some being considered symptoms and some not being, so you could only have one symptom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as I'm sure we all have our own little fucked up shit, like, that would probably be like, yeah, you might have it.
But that doesn't have to be. That, like okay. We all have fucked up shit, but they're not all diagnosable mental illnesses.
But imagine
some people are just.
Imagine me back in school doing stupid shit all the time.
I don't have to imagine.
Okay, yeah, you were there for like the last 2 years. But like, as in, like, some people would be like, oh, he's just a fucking, like, he's just. Oh, he's either like, oh, he's stupid, or
oh, he's dishy. I think so. People kind of go ADHD, I think. Maybe that's
like
me. Yes. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe yes.
A relative of mine got beat in school because she was, you're stupid, but she had dyslexia.
Yeah.
Because she, yeah, whatever, many years ago.
That's mad. Bullying, man, doesn't really age out. It's going to be a constant thing.
That dyslexia shit though, man. I know yourself, Josh, like.
Maureen was fucking weird.
Though. I cannot imagine the word, like, the way you describe it is like.
She was getting taught by the nuns, so.
Nah, even worse.
Bah, but like, as in like that. That's nah, what yeah, Irish education was.
Yeah, man, you're yeah, not good at it, get fucking smack of a fucking cane. Like.
It's your father, you're not good at it.
Exactly. You don't know what 5 plus 27 it's is. Like there you boom, whack of a stick.
Yeah.
This is my good stick, this is my other stick.
Oh,
for when the good stick breaks.
Yeah.
Sister or something will smack you across the head.
Jesus, not sister or something, where yeah. It was father Jack in the back with the hurl.
Yeah. Fucking missed that line.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He was a lovely man until he slept.
Lovely man until he boxed the TV.
I heard a great joke about the teacher the other day. What do you call a technology teacher? What do you call a technology teacher that's fiddling with students?
Oh, God.
A PDF file.
Oh my fucking god. That's actually really good.
Oh man. There was something weird about that fucking. Who was the guy in the computer room beside the technology room? In essence.
Oh, I said Donahue.
Something weird about that dude, man.
No, I know what you're talking
about. Don't know the half of it.
It was the bald guy with the mustache.
Wasn't bald, was he? Oh, he wasn't bald.
I'm watching the late time show.
Oh, I used to love his out on here.
There was something about him, man.
So can we go into the computer and play Minecraft? Alright, so.
Yeah.
He literally lets you do fucking anything if you want.
No, Karen! Karen!
Yeah, no, you just had
absolutely.
I didn't even have him as a teacher.
Yeah,
I
snuck no into
his. Like, I sat in his class a few times because I had nothing else to
do. Yeah, man, I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
people college, come in. That's the best card. And they go, he just goes, now, who are you? And then, like, you're like, oh, yeah, I just have a free class where he goes, right then. Shut up, be quiet.
Sit down the back and shut up.
Yeah. Legend.
So. They couldn't do any less work, so you might as well stay there.
What was that shit, man? Somebody threw a ruler across the room?
DJ.
DJ?
Won't say a second name. That's sort of singled him out. You know, two DJs in the whole of Dublin.
They definitely don't know each other, so you're fucked.
No.
Okay,
but this dude, okay, fucked it around.
I thought you were looking at it.
The sound.
Yeah, so him and another lad in that class were milling stuff with each other, like rubbers and rulers and stuff like that. And then DJ puts a T-square on the edge of a table, so a bit of it's hanging over, and he smacks it down, and the thing goes flying across the room from about halfway down the room. And it's a long room, it's two rooms long.
Yeah, fuck me.
Goes flying across the room and hits this girl in the hand.
In the hand? I thought it was in the head.
No, it was in the hand.
She
still hurt though.
And then she started crying. Oh my god. I was like, nah, get me out of this room straight away.
I was just thinking there, like, the time, like, one of the fucking lads kind of smashed up a guitar in.
The business. You want to say second name?
Yeah, so he smashed.
Why?
So he smashed up a guitar and he was like, shit, what do I do with it now? So he ran into a room after smashing it up.
Miss things based
business. Crying, and he like hopped up on top of the desk and banged the top of the roof open, because you know them shitty roofs.
Like the tiles.
So he just bopped that back, moved it over, and fucked the guitar on top of the roof.
Like smashed into the roof.
Oh, that's so funny. Mm.
So
still there. Crazy.
I don't know.
That's the thing.
Probably.
That'd be fun to go back one day and try and find
it. Like, yeah. Okay. Do you know the way, like, you write your name on, like, the tables?
Yeah, that's kind of shit.
Like, the tables and fucking the radiators and shit.
You've left your mark on the school. That's
like, as in, like, that was it. And
you probably do that multiple times.
Yeah, like, as in, like, every classroom probably has my name in it somewhere.
Yeah.
And my sister, every time she was in school, she Snapchat me or Instagram me, and she'd be like, is this you? Is this you? So every day I was getting, I was in college. I was, like, working in the library. I was, like, gonna go on the jacks, you know,
do a bit
of business. So I'm sitting there, I'm like looking at the yoke, and I see like a toilet roll dispenser. I'm like, really familiar. It was all the Tom shit.
What?
So Tom was starting this in college now.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I was just, I like Snapchat it. I was like, this you? Like, is this you, man?
Jesus Christ.
Hey, is that you?
Is this you? I think one of the fucking funniest things as well is Mr. Weaver slash him.
Oh, stop.
Oh, he got all the tables.
It was a fucking jungle.
All the tables and all the chairs. And we had these beams going across the fucking classroom. So I just got all the classroom and put it on the roof. I put the classroom on the fucking roof, man.
What?
So, like, you know the beams, the steel beams that went across?
Holding the roof up?
Yeah,
those
ones. I put the tables
on the... Did the Sixers not do that? Like put suspended throughout the entire room before?
But we did this as well, and then we got toilet paper. So, it happened to him more than once. Jeez. And we got loads of toilet paper, and we threw loads of toilet paper around the fucking room. And he came into the classroom, we were just chilling there, we're like smiling, and he's just like,
lads, come on.
Put it back. So we gave it like 5 minutes and we were just like, okay,
that's a lot of work.
I was like, that's fair, man. Your classroom got destroyed. And he was like,
that's fucking hilarious.
I remember me and Jimmy were there. There was no one else in the class. Everyone had just not showed up.
Yeah.
Because it was Mr. Weavers.
Yeah.
And he just left us there. And we just started playing with a Lucozade bottle and just kicking it from one end of the room into the bin on the other end of the room.
Nice.
We just went on for about half an hour and we invited a couple of other students that were walking by in.
Fancy a game of footy, do you?
Do
you ever kick the bottle, man?
That was the
fucking bottle.
People got fucking bashed for that.
Explain that.
So like
get a biscuit, right?
Soggy biscuit. So kick the bottle was like you'd be in a base and you'd be in your groups. Somebody would put a water bottle on the floor. And if somebody kicks that water bottle, they're getting fucking bashed. Like,
everyone gets one dig in.
Well, keep going.
With about like 30 people and they're each getting about 5 little jabs in there, one big fucking monster hook.
I remember seeing some absolute sprawls from that. Like,
Do you not remember my year with fucking Dylan Pete now? People getting fucking fucked up. Robbie did it a few times. Fucking Dammy Lair.
I know he got battered a few times.
Oh, right? His was the worst though. You'd be sprint trying to dip dog.
Dip, dodge, dive.
Yeah, what's that thing?
Dip, dodge, duck, and dive.
And dodge.
And dodge. Yeah.
It's like the 5 rules of dodgeball.
Yeah.
Dip, dodge.
But like, yeah, you'd be doing that. People be fucking booting him in the leg and he's sending flying. And then everyone else, instead of going, sure, you're alright, man. He's like,
get up. He'd be like, fail on top. Just fucking bathroom.
Oh, that's terrible, man. Fucking
hell. Do you know those like little stupid fucking like secondary school fights you'd be in with people, like just me for no reason?
Yeah.
Do you remember DJing?
They got up to that afterwards. Yeah. I remember. So like, I was walking down the corridor one day, and me and this student had a bit of beef.
The beef.
But like, I didn't say it as in like I'd bat at you.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like somebody turned around to me and he was like, "Do you say that you would take him on in a fight?" And I was like, "Yeah, like same size, I probably fucking would."
Yeah.
So I wasn't trying to fucking do anything stupid. Like I was just like, "Yeah, man." So this fucking guy goes back to the other guy and goes, Liam said he'd beat you up.
Oh, fuck's sake. So
I'm like chilling there and I'm just like, I said beat you up, but like, it's going to be a fair fucking fight. Like,
yeah.
So I'm walking down the corridor and I'm just like, yeah. So this guy's like trying to fight me for weeks and I'm like, bro, my man picks me up. I don't do this shit, man.
Fighting the whip real quick. I'm gonna go bust a cap on him.
Give me 10 minutes, man. I'm going to have a fight real quick and I'll be back. But like, so I was just like chatting about it and then he comes up to me. Well, he's in front of me and I'm walking through the corridor and I'm just like, I'm listening to his conversation. He turns around and goes, yeah, now get your brother down after school. He's gonna kick his head in. I was like, are you? Ah. I'm like standing right behind this guy. I'm like, you gonna do that, yeah? And then he turns around and he's like, oh shit. So I'm like, dodge that. I ain't going nowhere for a few fucking days.
Yeah,
like,
goes, like, fuck that.
I gotta fucking stay away from this kid.
Exactly.
And then we're at fucking Blaze
Disco, where all the shit went down.
Do you remember like fucking Fishy?
Yeah, Fishy.
Fishy from Darndale. Like,
fuck me, that Fishy.
That Fishy. So I'm in Blaze, I'm with Fishy. Okay? I'm talking to this guy and I'm just like, I just know him to see.
Yeah.
And he comes up to me and goes, what's going on? I was like, yeah, that guy's going to hop on me because he was there as well from skill. And he had all his mates with him. And I was like, grabbed him. I was like, Vision, can you help? Yeah. I'm left, like, everyone's afraid of you. So he comes up to me and goes, what the f-? He goes, like, he comes up to me, he's like, what's going on with this guy? Like, yeah, he just said he's doing this. Right, once he walks up, that's my fucking good. Where are you hiding him? And he was like, who are you? Vision.
Oh shit.
Everything drops straight away. Oh, that's hilarious. Like, right, I'm saved from this now. Oh, that's so step back from this.
That's so funny.
I hate that though, man. Oh, it was such a bad buzz though. Oh, same time.
Fuck off. People can piss all over my mouth, mate.
Have you ever had anything like that?
No, I only ever had one scrap. I was like, it was something stupid. It was in primary school. Sure, stupid. No, I don't even know. I couldn't tell you how stupid it was. It was probably something as stupid as Yu-Gi-Oh or some box. I don't know. We just ended up having an absolute scrap. I don't even remember. It was just like a flurry of everyone thinking, oh yeah, I could fight. You know that bullshit I think?
Oh
fight?
Man, like
it's been swinging haymakers like for days and missing each other.
Just windmills going around.
Yeah, yeah, pure windmills, like. Oh, it was just that, like it was just a little shite. Then eventually I kind of pushed him on the ground and he busted his nose and then I was like, fight over here! And I was like, man, I literally just pushed this kid on the ground.
You, and you win.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, first blood, he wins. Oh, he's finished last. I was like, man, like, he can back up, it'd be fine. Like,
someone in the background now. Thumbs down.
finish him. Fucking Kaioken, that gun. Oh, God. Nah, it's more just like scraps and fucking bars and just like people being drunk.
And backers.
Yeah, just shite. Like,
what have you been in the backers?
I have to shite. Like, Oran got in a huge fight for the lads who had the fucking razor blades to like his throat. That was the weirdest one. We were in Dicey's and it was fucking 2 euro drinks.
Mm.
And we kind of went in and these lads came over to us and sort of like put their arm around Oran, like kind of close to his neck. And like, oh, what's the story, lads? Oh, it's good to see you. And all. Like, I thought they were mates of him. And he just went white, like, he's just like, his face is pure pale. And like, what the fuck? And he was like, nah, lads, I just want to go. Like, can we go? I just want to leave. Let's leave. We went outside. I was like, what's wrong with that? And he goes, he had a razor blade, like, between his fingers. And just kind of held it to his neck, like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm a fucking psycho. So he gets his thrills from scaring shit out of people.
That's weird, though, man.
What a psycho, like.
That's so fucking weird.
Fucking weird ones, man.
That was the fucking, the story you told me before with the fucking bottle cap.
Oh yeah. Where did you get in a fight? Outside Supermax at 4 in the morning. No, it was outside McDonald's at 4 in the morning.
Oh yeah, that's more Dublin thing.
Out on Connell Street beside Supermax.
Beside the Supermax.
Where the customers congregate.
Of course, beside it, yeah. Yeah, so I was with my cousin. He was home from England for his birthday. And it was around Christmas and we were in town anyway. We went to Academy. Great night.
He's still out with me.
You weren't there, no.
No,
I was with him. I was with you beforehand.
Not at this point.
Okay.
I think so, we were in Brussels before that. That was that.
No, that was the next night.
That's
insane. Yeah, that was the next night. No, that night it was just three of us, and so I picked up a bottle cap that was on the ground. Yeah. Training, I went to flick it. You know, you can flick it like
30-40 feet. Yeah. Like,
and I flicked across the road anyway, didn't think much of it, and I turned around and this fella comes up to me, you threw that at my friend. I was very drunk at this point.
Yeah. It looked like you're being cheeky, like.
No, internally.
I know. Oh, okay.
Internally I was like, what? I was like, no I didn't, you know. And he's like, yeah I did. Yeah you did, I just saw you. I didn't, I was just flicking across the road with a bottle cap.
Yeah.
Saw you, you know you did.
Yeah.
Then I slapped him in the face.
Oh,
it was only a tiny little like you know, just a little.
Why?
Bitch slapped
him. He was up in my face. So I was like, get the fuck away from me, kind of thing.
That's hilarious.
And then he swung out at me and caught me across the jaw. And then my cousin ran up and got him and grabbed him and just lay into him like would have put a dog to sleep. Like he just bang, bang, bang. And then your man who's friend I supposedly flicked the thing, I came over and then I had to start fighting with him.
No, that's why it was your next man. It's like enter player 2.
Yeah. Like,
so I'm laying
just into
join,
fella.
Like, yeah.
I'm a cousin laying into that fella.
It's like your cousin got tagged in
every time they finish
sort of fizzled out then.
Fucking hell.
so fucking messy.
So what do we learn?
Have a little less drink so you can fight back straight away.
Just don't flick shit across the road.
Don't drink and you'll win.
It was shit.
Very fucking true.
I won anyway against the other fella.
Yeah. Against the other fella.
Didn't get a chance to fight.
That's why he got his mate over to fucking
yeah, that's it. Like, if he sends his other mate over, like, he's the fighter.
Yeah. He's the one that wants to knock.
Like. Yeah, exactly.
Nah, that's bullshit. Do you remember fucking Tenerife, Josh?
Oh, that bollocks. What a little fucking arsehole.
That was so bad, man.
He was like hitting on Kira and kept like going to grab her leg, like purposely he's going to grab her leg, and I was sitting beside Kira. I just grabbed him by the wrist, so what the fuck are you doing? And he goes, get your hands off me, I'll do what I like. And he stood up and he started like squaring off. I was like,
where's he from?
Huh?
There's some English rep.
English little fucking.
He was actually a rep for a company.
Yeah, little scummy guy. And he started squaring up to me, and I stood up and I was fucking up, and I'm gonna foot over him. And I was like, the fuck are you gonna do? And then he like dropped his sandwich and shit, and he was like, no, yeah, Liam. Liam fucked his kebab on the floor and it was sprinted over. I was like, what the fuck are you gonna do? Fucking nothing.
Like, literally, so Josh was about to leave and he ran up to Josh and he swung at Josh, but mid air he stopped.
Yeah, so I turned to face him and he swings. I like misses like on purpose to scare me, and I still doing, what the fuck are you doing?
And he turned around to him and was just like, what, did the wind catch you, bro?
Yeah.
I was like, Josh, that was the best thing you could say in the moment. Like, what the fuck, did the wind stop you, man? I was like, this was brilliant. And then he kept shouting shit at us, and I turned around and was like, you're not gonna do nothing, like,
yeah,
you're not gonna fucking do shit.
He kept doing these mini sprint ups.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, so, what the fuck? I like, threw my kebab down the road towards him. Like, fucking a kebab, and I'm like, I'm enjoying this kebab.
I've never always felt like that.
That's how much you got into it.
But this was a nice kebab, and I was having an enjoyable time eating my kebab, but it just wasn't enjoyable because he was fucking being ready. So I fucked my kebab down the road towards this guy, and then I run at him. I was like, what, you gotta do something now? And he just turns back around and walks off.
Oh, so the funniest thing though, when we fucking walked up the road, there was a huge group of police.
No,
and they're like, oh, I heard there was a bit of fighting going on, lads.
No, so the police hopped out of their car while he was shouting at us. They had batons on them.
Yeah, man, they were ready.
That's why I was like, shit, let's get out of here. So we bounced up the road a little bit, so they hopped back into the car, come up the road.
And fuck me, they followed us.
They followed us all the way up the road to our hotel and goes, hey, they called you gay. Ah!
Yeah. Man, they were trying to start shit. They were like, they were trying to start shit. They were going, oh, they were calling you gay. Like, expecting us to be so drunk and English, obviously, go, what did he say about track him down, kill his man, blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever, you know?
I don't know what sort of accent that was.
I don't know either, mate. I don't know either.
It was Irish and it wasn't English.
But, like, we just turned around and was like, oh, yeah, cool. We're out of here.
They look so disappointed. Yeah. They're like, oh, you mean you're not going to? And we don't get it.
They must have had nothing else.
But to wanna, about,
yeah, know? I said they love it, like,
because like, isn't they had the batons out ready to go because they thought we were gonna kick off. And I looked around, I seen them, and I was like, my kebab's gone. I should go.
I fear for my kebab safety.
That's when
the night's
over.
Yeah.
Nah, that night was like really bad until the stage where I think we all ended up turning around. Stop fucking fighting with each other. It was like an episode of Love Island or something. Like,
oh god! Oh my god! It fucking was.
So much drama throughout the day.
Such bollocks.
Like, me and Josh had a little chats in the corner, and then we go off and have a chat with the girls, and then we'd like chill there, and then there'd be the one couple that's fighting, and then it's just like, let's go out, and then there was like, they'd still be fighting throughout the day.
Oh man, it was interesting.
Good holiday though, but like,
quality
fights.
Yeah, never again though. It was great. Wouldn't do it again.
Do you remember the English guy that tried to fucking in the bar in Tenerife, in the nightclub on the strip, that said that he's gonna stab us?
Oh yeah, what was that about?
With the English guy, he said something like, he was like really like patriotic about England.
No, because Nicole, he was getting with someone in our group, but we met him again then on the strip. He was there with a stag party. He was the youngest cunt. And he went mad. He was like, I'm going to fucking stab you. Not get the boy going to stab you.
I've been stabbed before. And I was like, that's cool, man. But that, like,
cool story, man. Like, how does that help you like, not get stabbed again?
Then he was like threatening to stab us for ages.
Yeah. And he sprinted off. Oh, we'll get him now. That's it. Sprinted over to him. they hear what he's had to say, and they said, all right, and they kind of walked off.
But the fact that, like, he ran over to him, but we were drinking with all his mates as well.
Yeah, that was really so funny.
And we were just like, he came over to us, he was like, yeah, don't mind him. I was just like, cheers, man, appreciate it. That was so funny. That was fucking Prince Charms of Essex or whatever. Do you remember we were just like...
Man, he was, like, such a good-looking man. Like, I was like... I'm not gay, but I can objectively look at a male and go, fuck me, that's a specimen. Like, you're like, what the hell? That was weird.
His big fucking locks and all.
Yeah, man. It's something else, fucking fairy tale. Wasn't pulling for shit either. What the fuck was wrong with him?
But he had a wife. Kids.
Yeah, and kids. Yeah, true.
And a girlfriend.
And a girlfriend. And a mistress.
And a drug habit.
And a dog.
That his wife doesn't know about.
So with his other family, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
This is what we were fucking chatting about this earlier with the fucking... The clean-up. Like, to clean my room, I needed to put on music. But I put on a lot of 60s.
And it's a throwback.
I put on a lot of fucking 60s music, like, fucking... the fuck is in there? Queer Coast of Water, the bottle. Yeah, put on a lot of that.
I didn't know, like, two.
And then, so, like, fucking... Who else was it? Like, fucking Otis Redding and shit like that as well. I was fucking chill back and listening to that, like... But that's the only reason I can think of my shit.
Yeah, man, the music just kind of takes you out of it. It's like when you're running or something.
Oh, and you just get to that fucking jogger's buzz and...
Yeah, you kind of zone out. You're sort of just doing it, like...
But, like, it was a clean up.
Just listen to the music.
This is...
Go.
Yeah. But it's like, it's just so disgusting cleaning up your shit because you just leave it for so long and you're like... Every time you tell yourself, like, never letting me get this dirty again.
It's like saying I'm never gonna drink again. Yeah, this isn't gonna happen.
It's like you're hungover next session. Never again. Never again. I swear to fuck.
Here, we're off for a few points and race. Are you coming?
Alright, go on.
I'll be there now.
I'm already here.
Yeah, I never left. They found me underneath a table.
With a pint of Guinness in each hand.
Oh, Jesus. Refusing to give up the session. The lame is life's perpetual sesh.
Lame is on a session. Definitely is. What happened the other night? Let's get into fucking lame Saturday night.
Well, started off alright. So we came with yous, and I met up with yous, and then me and him were going drink for drink.
Yeah, but see, okay, so when he came, so we were having a barbecue, me and Warren, and Josh came along after like an hour or two. Put on all the fucking shit, made a few burgers, and then Liam came down after Josh left. And Liam had, I think, four rock shorts. Like, they're light as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
So he had $4 and left with us, and then he met up with yourself. Like,
Then we went in there and we had like, I think maybe three, like, rum and cokes, like, nothing too crazy. And then on the next round, he decided, fuck it, we're getting a Long Island iced tea, which cost an extra, like, I don't know how much money. And
well, that's what, about 8 drinks now.
Yeah, and I said, all right, cool. But before that one finished, he went and came back with 2 more for himself. So the time it took me to drink one, he had like 2 or 3.
So he's had 10 drinks at this
point. Yeah, he's fucking going. Like,
he's mixed spirits and beer as well. Yeah, so he's just fairly twisted.
Well, like, this is crippled. In the space of like, you probably got to Warren's house at maybe 9.
I think it was like 2 hours.
9, yeah, and then we left Warren's house at about 10:30. So, like, I mean, like, four beers, that's all right, like, but...
For Warren, he's nearly done at that point.
Yeah. Well, fuck, he had a real... Probably when I was there, like, 15 bottles, like.
Yeah, I don't even know.
And then left after that, like.
15 beers?
Like, bottles.
Fair. But still about 10 points.
Still,
I drink any man.
Say I'd have about 45 points.
And I had to put
it. Maybe now a package of peanuts, maybe now a package of crisps.
But then what happened?
I'd say I'd have 10 more, and then I'd go home, and then the next morning, I'd have the fry on. And then I go out again.
Asher, you'd be flying then.
Short off any man's back.
Fucking. Liam, what happened to Liam then? He had the fucking.
So basically, I deemed him unable. I deemed him unable to continue the session. For one, I'm not looking after him for that long. I was like, no, do you know what? Put him in a taxi. Order taxis, put it into his address. Liam kind of waddles up the stairs, gets in. I was like, grand, he's gone. Like 2 to 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, sorry, Josh. He kicked me out. And I was like, what? Why? You look fine. You look grand. They let you back in the... They let you back into the fucking...
the bar.
So, this, like, he got into a taxi. They went, you're way too drunk. Kicked him out. Bounce is staring at all of this and just, like, let him wander back in. I was like, what the fuck? The safest place for him.
They don't let you in when you're sober.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to be 21. No, I'm 22, so I'm fine.
Yeah, Jesus, so funny. And then he was like, oh yeah, it's grand, I got a taxi. Walked for like 20 minutes. He decided not to let me order him one, he just walked.
You probably needed to walk though.
Yeah, and then he gets
in all honesty, like, very true. But it's just so funny.
He walked to Leicester.
He walked 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, 20 minutes. He would have made it to Sutton maybe.
It's half an hour to get to Sutton Cross.
Oh, is it? Well.
Oh no, so it's half an hour from the lighthouse.
Yeah. He probably would have just made it there.
It was like, Josh turned around to me the other night because we left Josh at about 9 o'clock. We left at about me and Martin left that night.
Where?
That morning, right at the lighthouse on Saturday.
Oh, that morning, yeah.
And I turned around to Josh. I was like, yeah, you seen us out the door. I was like, you said goodbye to us. You let us out the door.
I was like, what time did they fuck off? And I thought, he goes 9. He goes, oh, was I in bed then? Because in my head, I went to bed at 6 o'clock.
9
o'clock. Oh, man, it was. The you time were. Was. Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I thought you yeah. Yeah. But, fucking hell. So I got like 1.5 hours sleep.
Yeah. I was like, I got that as well.
I was up the whole day, like, going around, going to the beach and shit, and just like buzzing around. I was like, what the fuck?
I wasn't. I was having a hangover food.
Oh, man. I woke up.
I was having chipper.
I woke up at 6 pm. 6 pm.
I was in bed by 8:30 and woke up at about 10.
Throughout the day, I was like, getting sick from 3 to 6.
Oh man.
Because I was drinking like pints of gin while I was in there.
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck that.
Pints of fucking gin, man. I was woke up.
It had mixer in it.
Yeah.
Slightly. A dash.
Whatever fucking mixer was left, like.
Yeah. Bare bones. Nearly using water.
Such a heavy night though. Fucking great.
So good. Man, I didn't go to bed till 10 the next day.
I don't know how you function.
Like,
it was nuts. I think I was drunk until about maybe 2, probably. And then after that, it was like it slowly started like fucking falling apart.
At least you got food into you and that shit.
So much food into me. You got like pizza, I got chipper.
Where did you get that?
Went to Beshoff's in the morning for breakfast. Then we kind of went and had like a sandwich for lunch. And then we got like a fuck ton of like cheap ass pizza and put a new one later.
Mm.
So nice.
Fucking needed that one. Especially when you're in like that state, like.
Yeah, man. Pure crippled the next day though.
Ah, literally.
My legs were so sore.
That was the third last day of my holidays. Oh.
I had no parents.
I was just like proper like just it was so fucked like that. Cause I you know when you're like you're in a job and then you're fucking working barely.
Yeah.
So like you're working like okay, I work 8 till 4, maybe later. So I had like this fucking routine of like being up at 8 o'clock, being up at 7, 10 to 7, every day, being out the door with 20 past on the bus by 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then that went to sleeping until 2 o'clock every day, not waking up.
Yeah.
Fucking going out all night, drinking every fucking day, meeting up with lads, doing something. And I was like trying to get back into my routine.
Oh my god.
So hard. Like, mm-hmm. That was like today, okay. So we try to fucking organize this podcast to be at 10 o'clock today.
Mm.
This is our time, 10 o'clock. And I went
home. I got here at 10:45 and we did not start the podcast. No.
So I got home about 6:30 today. Went home and I went to bed.
Ate a few jars on them by this point.
I had 2 points earlier, okay? In the book, because one of the girls was leaving from work, so I met up with her, had 2 points with her. So I was like, that'll do me for a while. So got home then, had a kebab and chips, you know, bliss.
Nice.
Bliss.
I'm hungry now.
So I was just like, chilling out, that's fine. So I'm going to take 30 minutes nap. Then I was like, do you know what? It's 8:30, I'll sleep till 9:30. I'll leave my gaff at like 9:50, go around to fucking Josh's house, record this, chill out with the boys.
Yeah, how's that turn out?
And then I woke up at 10:30 to a phone call, my phone buzzing. So like, I had my alarm set.
Yeah,
I think I turned off all my alarms and went to sleep.
happens all the time.
Whatever, well, reminds me.
I fucking hate that though. Like,
I always end up setting about 3.
But like as in no, I had 3 alarms set up for later. Like for tonight.
Yeah.
I slept through every single one. I was so fucking wrecked.
Must have needed that sleep, man.
But I was up at 10 to 7 today. I've already worked like 36 hours this week. And that's 4 days.
Like you can understand why you're fucking tired.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, this is fucking bollocks. Like, at least have tomorrow off.
I have a 12-hour shift tomorrow.
Tasty.
Currently 1:30 in the morning.
What time you start?
10:30.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it'll be alright.
You're a bitch anyways.
Hold on, so shall we for the whole bodybuilding thing, did you have a certain amount of hours you needed to get out of sleep actually?
No, he showed me his
whatever it was, I definitely didn't reach it. So I averaged about six and a half hours a night.
Sleep.
Yeah. In a given week.
All your recovery.
In a given week I was getting about 6.5 hours of sleep a day. But that was averaged out between like 8 hours and 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
Like it would depend on whether it was work at 10 the next morning. After only finishing at 10, I'd get up and go to the gym and then go to work.
Okay.
I can't believe you went to the gym before going to work.
Yeah.
I did 10 to 12 hour shifts.
I wouldn't have the energy for that.
I'd get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'd eat breakfast and get my clothes ready and sort of let my food digest. And I'd leave the house at 5:30. Be in the gym by 6 because that's when it opens on a Monday to Friday, and be in the gym for 6, train for maybe 2 hours till 8 o'clock, come home, be home by 8:30, get in the shower and have a bit of food and whatever, and you know, so that and cook some food that'll bring me up to 10 o'clock, and then I'd leave and be in work for half day, and then in work till 10 o'clock at night. Home and do it again.
Wait, that's so rough. Like,
nah, man, I couldn't do it.
Because me
and you did it like for a while in school.
Yeah.
So I remember going to the fitness bay, but that was like it was the gym opened at 6:30, and I did it for like maybe a month, maybe 2 months. But this is fucking rough.
This is like the definition of like leaving cert. It's coming. What else am I gonna do to sidetrack myself? And then you kill yourself by doing
that shit. Like, seriously, I'd not once hit like third. Class, I was like fucking head dropping on the desk. Like, yeah. Shit.
The amount of times, Mr. Weaver's classroom, that was my sleeping time.
Yeah.
That was my nap time.
Yeah.
I took a nap every single fucking class there. Because I didn't make any noise and I sat there and
had to do it. Yeah. No, I used to sleep through religion.
Oh,
yeah, goodness. Miss Glenn would be there the whole time. Free. Jesus.
Okay, sit up, please.
Yeah, I'll be sitting down.
Wake up.
To be honest though, like imagine like you were in the job and you're chilling there. And the other way you used to fall asleep is good, you're just chilling looking at the board and just
gone.
Head bangs and they're just like, okay, I'm awake. And you're just like 2 minutes later, it's just like, no, I'm not. But like as in like you never get the opportunity to do that anymore, like
no.
Way too fucking busy.
I do it at my work actually.
So you probably get away with it.
Yeah, because like you'd be fucking sometimes waiting 2 hours for them to set up, or like 40 minutes. So, like usually it's around 10 to like 25 minutes. So that's like a few power naps in about 8 times a day.
Yeah.
Crazy. You learn to sleep everywhere though. Now I can just sleep on a dime. It's great. Like flights, doesn't matter.
You couldn't do that before.
Well, I couldn't. If I was on an airplane or some fucking annoying kid or someone kicking my seat, I'd immediately wake up straight away and be angry. I just sleep through it now completely. Great.
But only since working on sets,
like. Yeah, because like you're fucking in an uncomfortable costume, you're lying on the floor, fucking 6 in the morning, it's freezing, probably wet, like.
Yeah, what was
so uncomfortable.
What was the worst circumstance you ever in?
The fucking 15-5 night consecutive night shoots was hell.
Ah, like, oh, yeah.
It's like 49 days getting up for like 4 a.m. starts. And your day doesn't even start then, you get a bus at 4. You end up getting to site at maybe 5:30. Then you're waiting around from 5:30 till about 9 to get the fucking sun in. Depends on the shots. Just waiting for the sun, or you're waiting for something to go down. It's crazy. Getting like maybe so 6 hours sleep, maybe 4 hours sleep a night. Like, so you're power napping all the time, man.
He's getting paid for.
Yeah, I gained so much weight, man. Like, it was nuts. It was so unhealthy. Constantly eating shite because you're eating whatever's given to you. You just bring loads just to
keep you through the day.
Yeah, like, because you kind of, it wakes you up to eat as well. So, eating, drinking, fucking out of coffees.
Like a fucking sloth or some shit, man.
Yeah, walking zombies, man. Good thing we were actually playing walking zombies. Maybe that was taught true.
We fucking get a lot of degenerates.
Yeah. Walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck.
It's a zombie.
Kill it with fire.
That was like, have you watched The Walking Dead?
No. Yeah, I watched like season one.
Okay, so you know you're a fucking stereotypical zombie walking through.
Yeah.
But everyone knows a typical zombie walk.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, your zombies coming at you, but you're in like this big fortress.
Yeah.
Say you got like your two layers of fucking bar of fucking fence. Why does nobody set a load of zombies on fire?
Like Game of Thrones, like make a fire trench.
But like, is it behind the trench in the first place? Which one? That's so little, it's such a plot hole.
What is?
Like, the trench stopped them from getting over. Why didn't they just stay up behind it? They could have just shot them.
What do you mean? That went around the entire...
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because it was such a plot hole because they fought them, like, up front.
Until they got it. Yeah, because it was like a last resort.
They were just about to get to that. But why didn't they just light it in the first place to shoot a load of them? Then they would have had a good chance.
Mm.
Like they did. And then just get the dragons to do a couple of runs.
It's just not as cinematic.
They just don't understand it.
It's all about you, like, you're gonna be okay, you're gonna be okay. Shit, we're fucked. Oh no, we're gonna be okay. Oh, we fucked.
I know it's not as shocking, but it's like, you know, how are we gonna get this ladder? Well, we'll get a trampoline instead of a ladder. You know?
No, it's stupid.
More exciting, like, but it's not what you do in that situation.
No, not at all. It's like, I say there's fucking hundreds of like proper like military tactics that would have been way better. it's movie magic. Like, well, it looks sexier for the camera.
I spent the next 5 weeks on that scene.
Fuck you, dealing with me more. Fuck you. No more.
49 was enough. At the end of that now, guys. Gonna end episode 7. New beginning.
Sleepy time.
Boys. Pleasure. Sounds a bit weird, Josh, but cool.
Yeah, it's alright. It's a no homo. It's
fine. Right. So, we'll see you next Thursday. Maybe Friday. Depends on the fucking day it falls on.
Yeah.
We're gonna say peace.
Peace. Love. Sleep.